Chapter 4. When life is enough in itself. In certain human paths, it sometimes happens that a very discrete change occurs without any particular external event, allowing it to be immediately identified. Nothing has truly changed in the visible organization of life. Responsibilities remain. Relationships continue. Ordinary obligations keep their place. Days follow their usual course. And yet, something is no longer experienced in the same way. This inner modification does not always have a precise form. It resembles neither a revelation, nor an intellectual conclusion, nor a particular emotion. It does not impose itself as a certainty. It appears rather as a new quality in the relationship to existence, a subtle sense that what is there is more sufficient than before. This impression is often difficult to name because it is not accompanied by intensity. For a long time, many important human experiences are recognized because they signal themselves strongly. Enthusiasm, disruption, relief, excitement, vivid understanding, a perceptible change in inner state. Here, it is not so. When life begins to be more sufficient in itself, nothing announces it. The person may even, at first, not immediately notice what is shifting. They simply observe, sometimes after several days or weeks, that there is less inner tension around what life should become. This observation may seem minimal. It is nevertheless considerable, for a significant part of human existence is often built around an implicit orientation to make life a little more complete, a little more right, a little more stable, a little more satisfying than it seems to be immediately. Even when this orientation is not conscious, it operates, it runs through many decisions. It colors the way time is lived. It influences the relationship to expectations, to projects, to interpretations of oneself. It creates a very subtle form of ongoing inner work. The human being adjusts, compares, anticipates, corrects, seeks to make existence a little more coherent with what they imagine a fully successful or fully right life should be. When this dynamic relaxes, a new phenomenon appears. Life gradually ceases to be experienced as a structure that constantly demands inner improvement in order to be acceptable. This does not mean that the desire for growth disappears, nor that all projects stop, nor that a person becomes indifferent to what can still be learned, transformed, or built. What disappears is not movement. It is the impression that a fundamental lack remains at the center. This disappearance of the fundamental lack is often what makes possible the very particular experience of a life that is more sufficient in itself. A simple day can then be lived without the inner attention, constantly searching for what it should still bring. A quiet moment no longer feels empty. An ordinary task no longer appears secondary. A period without notable events no longer necessarily gives the impression of a suspended or insufficient time. This modification does not make life richer in appearance. It changes, rather, the way what already exists ceases to be experienced under the sign of insufficiency. There is a very important paradox here. The more life is sufficient in itself, the less it seeks to justify itself. For a long time, many daily actions are crossed by an almost continuous evaluation. Is it useful? Is it meaningful? Is it well-oriented? Is it enough? Even when this evaluation remains discrete, it introduces a slight inner contraction. A part of consciousness observes, measures, interprets, verifies. When this activity diminishes, the simplest actions regain a new density. Preparing something, tidying, speaking, listening, working, walking, waiting, sitting, without immediately trying to fill the silence. These moments do not acquire artificial importance. They simply cease to be covered by the idea that they should lead to something more essential than themselves. Many people then discover that an important part of their fatigue came precisely from this invisible tension, living each moment as if it had to contribute to an additional form of accomplishment. When this pressure lightens, existence loses some of its dramatic intensity, but gains in real stability. This stability is not spectacular. It does not necessarily produce a strong sense of happiness. It resembles more a reduction of inner friction. Things continue, but they no longer meet the same silent resistance. The relationship to time also changes. For a long time, even calm periods are sometimes experienced as intervals between two more important sequences. Time always seems oriented toward what comes next. Even a peaceful moment can be slightly inhabited by a projection. What will need to be done, understood, organized, prepared afterward. When life becomes more sufficient in itself, time loses part of this forward tension. The present ceases to be only a transition. It regains a form of its own thickness. This does not mean that the future disappears from attention, but it no longer monopolizes the inner value of the moment being lived. Another transformation often appears: the need to constantly extract a personal meaning from each experience. During certain periods of searching or maturation, it is common to want to understand what each event reveals about oneself, what it means, what it indicates in terms of progression, difficulty, or direction. This interpretive activity sometimes has its necessity, but when a deeper stabilization begins to settle, not all experiences need to be immediately integrated into a personal narrative. Some things happen, are lived, then pass, without needing to immediately become a conclusion. This simplification greatly lightens consciousness. Life ceases to be a text that must constantly be annotated. It becomes, again, a movement to be inhabited. It becomes possible for a day to simply be a day, for a conversation to simply be a conversation, for a silence to simply be a silence. This simplicity, at first, can be surprising, because the mind, accustomed to connecting, interpreting, organizing, may believe that less is happening. In reality, what is occurring is often deeper. Life ceases to require a constant commentary in order to be receivable. Another sign frequently appears: the diminishing need to inwardly reach a particular state. For a long time, even without clear formulation, many people live with the idea that a certain quality of being still needs to be consolidated, more stable, freer, more peaceful, more accurate. This orientation toward an ideal inner state often maintains a tension that is difficult to perceive as long as it operates continuously. When life begins to be more sufficient in itself, this pressure decreases. The person does not abandon all aspiration, but they are no longer suspended in an image of what they should become in order to finally be able to rest inwardly. This shift often produces a very discreet easing. It does not resemble a victory. It resembles more a silent permission, that of no longer having to constantly become something else for existence to be receivable. This permission is not resignation, nor does it mean that everything is understood. It simply marks a point where life is no longer primarily lived under the sign of lack. It is here that one of the most subtle aspects of human maturation is revealed. What makes life more habitable is not always the addition of new answers, but sometimes the gradual disappearance of certain inner demands. When these demands lighten, life does not become extraordinary. It becomes more direct, more simple, and often more deeply stable. This stability does not seek to draw attention to itself. It accompanies the days quietly. It does not depend on a favorable event. It does not require any particular confirmation. It simply exists because part of the inner structure has ceased to struggle against what is already there. And when this happens, a very simple understanding becomes possible. Life does not need to become something else to already be fully habitable. Définition officielle UB2, séquence par laquelle une réalité atteint progressivement sa pleine cohérence. Il organise la progression jusqu'à maturité. Il implique des étapes. Il soutient la croissance. Il prépare une stabilisation progressive. Cohérence durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Cohérence capable de traverser le temps sans se dissoudre sous l'effet des variations. Elle demeure stable malgré l'évolution. Elle demeure lisible. Elle reste stable. Elle supporte l'évolution sans perte d'axe. Série 9. Famille A. Architecture transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Structure suffisamment claire et stable pour être transmise sans perte majeure de cohérence. Elle demeure lisible au-delà de son contexte immédiat. Elle demeure lisible pour un tiers. Elle supporte le passage du temps. Elle conserve son axe sans dépendre de son auteur. Architecture de continuité. Définition officielle UB2. Structure conçue pour permettre qu'un contenu demeure intelligible à travers les changements de contexte. Elle relie les phases sans rupture de sens. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient le sens. Elle assure le passage entre générations de lecture. Stabilité de lecture. Définition officielle UB2. Capacité d'un texte ou d'une structure à rester compréhensible malgré des lectures successives. Elle préserve la lisibilité malgré les reprises. Elle suppose une clarté de formulation. Elle maintient une cohérence interne. Elle réduit l'ambiguïté excessive. Cohérence de transmission. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord entre ce qui est formulé, ce qui est compris et ce qui peut être repris sans déformation majeure. Elle maintient l'accord entre formulation et reprise. Elle réduit les glissements de sens. Elle soutient la continuité du contenu. Elle favorise une transmission fidèle. Vérité de maturation. Définition officielle. UB2, vérité qui devient progressivement pleinement intelligible à mesure que la conscience mûrit. Elle se révèle selon un rythme de maturation. Elle ne se livre pas entièrement d'un seul coup. Elle s'éclaire par étapes. Elle soutient une compréhension progressive. Présence de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2, ce qui maintient un fil stable à travers les changements d'état ou de compréhension. Elle porte un lien constant entre les phases. Elle soutient la permanence. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient un axe continu. Structure de passage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation permettant le franchissement d'un seuil sans rupture de cohérence. Elle accompagne le passage avec stabilité. Elle accompagne la transition. Elle évite la discontinuité brutale. Elle soutient une cohérence progressive. Conscience durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Conscience capable de conserver son axe malgré les variations de situation. Elle demeure stable malgré les fluctuations. Elle maintient une orientation stable. Elle ne dépend pas d'un état momentané. Elle soutient une continuité intérieure. Ordre de clarification. Définition officielle. UB2. Séquence par laquelle une compréhension devient progressivement plus nette sans altérer son contenu essentiel. Il organise la clarification sans déformation. Il implique une distinction croissante. Il réduit la confusion. Il soutient une justesse progressive. Fondement transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2, ce qui peut servir durablement de base commune à d'autres sans nécessiter reconstruction complète. Il sert de base stable pour la reprise. Il supporte la reprise. Il demeure intelligible. Il permet une continuité structurée. Série 10. Famille A. Architecture lisible. Définition officielle. UB2. organisation suffisamment claire pour demeurer compréhensible sans surcharge explicative. Elle maintient une lisibilité durable. Elle facilite l'accès au contenu. Elle réduit la surcharge explicative. Elle soutient une compréhension stable. Structure durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation capable de traverser le temps sans perdre sa cohérence essentielle. Elle demeure valable malgré les variations. Elle supporte les variations. Elle conserve sa tenue. Elle demeure exploitable dans la durée. Cohérence fondatrice. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord interne initial qui permet à l'ensemble de rester juste dans ses développements ultérieurs. Elle oriente solidement l'ensemble dès l'origine. Elle oriente le départ. Elle conditionne la solidité future. Elle soutient une continuité fiable. Ordre de permanence. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation par laquelle une réalité demeure identifiable malgré les changements de forme. Il préserve l'identité à travers les variations. Il maintient le fil. Il protège la continuité. Il soutient une permanence lisible. Vérité transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité suffisamment claire pour être reprise sans perte majeure de sens. Elle demeure communicable sans déformation majeure. Elle reste communicable. Elle conserve son axe. Elle supporte la reformulation juste. Niveau de maturité. Définition officielle. UB2. Degré atteint par une conscience, une structure ou une compréhension dans sa capacité de stabilité. Il indique un degré réel d'intégration. Il permet d'évaluer la profondeur. Il mesure la cohérence. Il soutient la capacité de maintien. Stabilité de fond. Définition officielle. UB2. Stabilité qui ne dépend pas d'un état momentané, mais d'une cohérence intérieure durable. Elle persiste sous les variations visibles. Elle persiste sous variation. Elle soutient l'ensemble silencieusement. Elle maintient une base durable. Conscience clarifiée. Définition officielle. UB2. Conscience ayant réduit suffisamment ses zones de confusion pour distinguer avec justesse. Elle perçoit avec davantage de netteté. Elle perçoit plus nettement. Elle relie avec sobriété. Elle répond avec moins de dispersion. Structure d'héritage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation pensée pour être reprise sans dépendre de son contexte d'origine. Elle facilite une reprise durable. Elle facilite la continuité. Elle permet une transmission intergénérationnelle. Elle soutient une reprise cohérente. Base de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui permet qu'un contenu demeure vivant, lisible et transmissible à travers le temps. Elle sert de support minimal de continuité. Elle soutient la reprise. Elle garantit une continuité minimale. Elle maintient l'axe fondamental.